And again, for this short exercise, just make sure you've got some private space, a quiet space where you can safely close your eyes and sit for a few minutes without being interrupted. So do make sure your phone is switched off and it's safe to close your eyes. And now take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Just relax. And as you close your eyes, just take a good long deep breath in and slowly let it all the way out. And a second sweet long deep breath in and relax even deeper as you breathe all the way out. And let awareness turn inwards. And now imagine that you're sitting safely on a comfortable couch in a viewing room with a large blank video screen on the wall in front of you, one on which we're shortly going to ask some old memories to play out. And you can welcome a mentor, a being you know, or one that's born from your own imagination, a soul who's wise and open and can give loving guidance. And you can welcome a guardian angel of grace and absolute safety if you wish, feeling its protective presence safely enveloping you. You can even ask the mentor to provide a clear crystal dome of protection and to wrap you safely inside it. It's one that only allows in love and positivity and keeps everything else on the outside. So bring that if you need it, if you'd like. Good. And so just rest in the knowledge that you are completely safe here. Putting your attention on the screen now, you can bring the screen closer or push it farther away. You can adjust the size of the screen to make it bigger or smaller. And at any time, you can alter the focus until it's either sharper or more fuzzy. You can adjust the color, the brightness. You can even make the picture that's coming up black and white if you like. So now, just begin to make all these adjustments and allow yourself to feel more relaxed and comfortable now. Great. Notice that there's a DVD player right below the screen. And in your hand is a remote control device and a DVD disc in its case. On this DVD disc is recorded some old scene or scenes, memories related to a time when you were emotionally triggered and you shut down the feelings you may initially have had. You can rest in the knowledge that you are safe on this couch and in complete control of how this old scene plays out. You can even stop it at any time and move on to a more comfortable scene if you wish. Now, as you remain seated on the couch, pick up the remote control as you get ready to watch an old scene play out on the screen. Then give the mentor the case containing the DVD disc and let the mentor put the DVD disc into the player. Great. You may not yet know what scene is going to play, and that's fine. You can simply watch from the safety of the couch and discover. The first scene may be of a memory that caused you to deflate, to shrink or withdraw emotionally. Maybe it was a time when something triggered you and you muted or swallowed or choked back what you were really feeling. A time when something happened and triggered you into shutting down some emotion, hiding from it. Maybe something happened that felt like it was getting out of control, was getting too exciting, too energetic, too strong. Maybe it was a time when you or someone else felt enraged or angry and it scared you. Maybe it was a time when emotions ran so high that you automatically put a lid on them and closed them down. Or maybe it was a time when something happened that scared or frightened you and you suppressed the feeling, So now as you sit on the sofa, press the play button on the remote and just let the scene reveal itself and play out as you sit safely watching the screen. And as you watch from a distance and see what unfolded, hear any words that were spoken. And just get a sense of what emotion or emotions were triggered in you. What did you initially feel? Even if it was very subtle or fleeting. What did you first feel? Even if it was only for a millisecond, what was that? And now as the scene moves slowly forward, how did you respond next? How did you suppress the intensity of the feelings that were triggered? How did you shut down or subdue what you were really feeling? What happened with your body? And what story were you telling yourself? What was your inner dialogue? And how did you eventually feel? Was it a turned down or muted or managed feeling? Okay. Now press the pause button on the remote and get ready to push the next chapter button, the one that will take you to the next scene. Still remembering that at all times you will remain safely on the couch with the mentor and the guardian angel behind the crystal dome and safely in control of how the scene plays out. And now press the next chapter button. And now get ready to press the play button one more time. This time the DVD will reveal an old memory of a time when you were triggered in a different way. Maybe this time you felt hurt or embarrassed or sad or lost or some other deep energy emotion. This may be a time when something happened or someone said or did something that made you feel insecure or incompetent or unloved. And this is a time when you blocked that feeling, resisted it, or in some way just blew it off. This is a time when you steeled yourself against an uncomfortable emotion, hardened yourself against it. So as you press the play button, just let the scene unfold and begin to notice, where and when is this? Just watch from a distance as the memory reveals itself. Look on as the action continues. And now hear any words that were spoken. Get a sense of what emotion or emotions were really triggered in you. What did you initially feel, even if it was very subtle or fleeting? Even if it was just for a split second? What was that? What was initially triggered in you emotionally? And now as the scene moves forward, how did you respond next? How did you avoid the intensity of the feelings that were triggered? How did you suppress or resist what you were really feeling? What did you do to block or brace against these feelings? How did you shut them down? What happened with your body? How did you use it? And what was your mind saying? What dialogue was running internally? Great. And now get a sense of what you eventually felt. How did you eventually feel? What was the managed emotion, the controlled emotion, the turned down emotion that you felt? Good. Now you can press the stop button on your remote, and now the power off button that shuts the screen down, makes it turn to blank, and let the old memories fade with it. And now take a few seconds to come back to neutral. And thank your mentor and your guardian angel. And now allow the whole imagined room with the screen to disappear. And gently allow awareness to come back to the present moment and the present place, sitting where you are sitting right now. And take a fresh, long, deep breath in. And slowly let it all the way out. And you can softly open your eyes now when you're ready. Great job. And now you can turn back to the book and continue with your reading.